Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. The Big Yellow Sticky Podcast is sort of my director's commentary bonus track that goes with the daily posts that I publish at BigYellowSticky.com, where for the last 4+ years, I've been publishing a daily sticky note. It's written in Sharpie marker by my own hand on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. And I share that on social media and on the website for free for everyone to check out. And I've gotten some great feedback from people visiting the site. And I've been fortunate enough to have folks tell me that a lot of the messages struck home, hit them with the right message at the right time, which is great, very flattering for me, because the secret is I just kind of write those notes to myself. It's things that I know that I need to keep in mind. So I'm glad to share them with the world and see that we kind of all have some of the same problems. This year, I decided that I would try something new and record these audio tracks that kind of complement the content and the reason behind the messages that I'm posting on the 3x3 sticky notes, because those small post-its don't allow a whole lot of extra room to share any of the background information or what was ricocheting around inside my head that came out as that sticky note. So I hope you're enjoying these. This is episode 21. And today's sticky note is dated January 21st, 2019. The title is Listening Pays Off. The text on this sticky note reads, "If you listen and pay attention, people will tell you exactly what kind of ideas they will pay for." If you listen and pay attention, people will tell you exactly what kind of ideas they will pay for. A lot of people just pitch their own ideas to their prospects, their clients, their coworkers, and their employers. And that's a really difficult way to get people to buy or buy into your ideas. A better way, an easier way, is to find out what kind of ideas they're interested in buying and then package them up and sell those ideas right back to them. You probably think my way sounds infinitely more difficult. I mean, how could you possibly know what kind of ideas someone else wants to buy? And if they already know what ideas they want, why do they need you to sell those ideas back to them? Well, the good news is you don't have to read anyone's mind to figure out what kinds of ideas they're looking to invest in. If you simply listen to the other person speak, the things they're interested in will become pretty obvious. The other person will repeat a topic within your conversation or over the course of several conversations, which is important to them. It may not be the exact phrase or sentence every time, but they will be similar enough that you'll be able to identify a related theme without any problem. But what about your ideas? You want to sell people on those concepts, right? Well, if you're clever and creative and spend just a little extra effort to adapt the idea you want to sell, I think you can accomplish both. And that's a sale that sticks because everybody gets what they want. Here's an example. Let's say you hate mornings and want to sell your boss on the idea of letting you come in at 9 a.m. instead of 8 a.m., which is when everyone else arrives at the office. You could just go straight at it and ask your boss if you could work staggered hours, but chances are you'll get rejected out of hand because it would cause problems for your boss. Other employees would be sure to complain about your special treatment or ask for the same shift adjustments for themselves, and it ends up creating all sorts of headaches for the boss, and the net result is your idea gets a thumbs down. The boss does not want more problems. But what if you picked up on the fact that everyone wants to take their lunch at the same time, and as a result, customers get less than ideal service when calling or visiting your business during those lunch breaks? Perhaps your boss has even mentioned in emails or during team meetings that lunch schedules are an area of concern, or that your company has received negative emails from clients saying that they tried to call the office and they didn't get their call answered during those times. If your radar's up and you are aware of those issues, you can easily reframe the idea you wanted to sell, coming in late, as an idea, a solution your boss wants to buy, which is making sure customers are treated properly during the traditional lunch break. You don't pitch your boss on letting you sleep in every morning. You pitch around the idea of staggering your hours so that you can come in later, but you also take your lunch later. This means no conflict of every employee wanting to take their lunch at the same time, because you'll be able to take your lunch an hour later than everyone else, allowing you to be the point person for customer interactions when everyone else is away from their desk brown bagging it. So, pay attention, reposition your proposal, and pitch the value of your idea from the buyer's point of view. That's how you make paying attention pay off. Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. This is Don the Idea Guy, and if you'd like to learn more about me or the projects I'm working on, you can visit me at dontheideaguy.com. There's even an email list that you can sign up for where I'll send the occasional email out to you with a new idea to share or a new creative resource that I think you'll find helpful. If you enjoyed the Sticky Podcast and like the idea of those yellow sticky notes, you can visit bigyellowsticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. If you enter your email address on that page, I will send you a daily alert of when the latest post goes live, along with a link to the complimentary podcast, just like this one, the one you're listening to right now. And you can get those sent to your inbox completely free on a daily basis every time the new episode goes up. Thanks for tuning in today, and I hope to talk to you again tomorrow.